Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1-2-3-2-1-0. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. Yes, we do. We're going to be talking about, well, actually, Frank here on ABR gave me a tip on a topic, and I thought he gave me permission to explore. So we're going to talk about the secrets behind your so-called affordable health care. Also, we're going to be talking about what doctors won't do, and maybe we'll get to spider bites and some other things. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute, Semper Fi, to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them all up in prayer, and you know what? I don't have my devotional. It's not here on my with my papers. Well, I apologize, but you know, I am seeking Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, and I hope you are too. You know, one of my favorite passages is in I think it's Malachi. It's Paul saying, blessed are they that are blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's see. blessings from the God in heaven for the Lord Jesus Christ, who has placed up heavenly blessings through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, we seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because if you're not doing that, one day you're going to say to yourself, I wish I had. So never waste of time to do that. Seek the Lord's face, pray, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what's up in the quacker? Let's see, Wisconsin company, you probably heard about this. Some Swedish companies are doing this too. They're microchipping employees. Oh yeah, they say it's a convenience. It's a great thing. They even threw a little celebratory party. Let's see. This is Three Square Market in Wisconsin. It's a firm. They had a chip party where they microchipped the employees. So they say, you know, it was by voluntary means so far. More security. People can, you know, log on to the computers that nobody else can log on to, and it's more secure and this and that. And a Kansas-based company. I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon, microchipping. It's kind of, I don't know, it's right up there with Star Trek, and assimilation is futile. Move along. I don't know, Frank, if you owned a big Fortune 500, would you be chipping people? Huh? No. He's an affirmative no. I know, I just something wrong about it. All right, moving along. Let's see. Groundbreaking study on flu shots regarding pregnant women, because, you know, they've never actually tested flu shots on whether it hurts baby or not. Well, now, doctors, Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, they wanted to determine if it was okay for pregnant women to get flu shots. So they recommended a test. And so what they said is many women are reluctant, really, because of the risks associated with vaccines. And there's no guarantee that they'll be protected from the flu, and they just don't know what it's going to do to the baby. So this new study wanted to uncover, I guess maybe to reassure moms, it's okay to get vaccinated. But what they found was it does have an impact on immune system of the expectant mothers. They confirmed that when you receive a flu shot, it lowers your antibody response for the following year. Frank, did you hear that? For a whole year? Well, they said they find the effects on antibodies also have been passed to baby. So does that mean a baby doesn't have an immunity for a whole year? No immune system? We'll have to dig into that a little bit more, but that's scary. And they have no legal recourse when they are injured. I know. Vaccines, they kind of, you know, took that away from you. So, I mean, that should be a red flag to anybody, you know? But okay. Last but not least, in the quack report, eco-friendly LED lights. Hey, Frank, do you have any of those up? You know, my neighbor was telling me, you got to get some in your house. You know, you've got those old-fashioned regular light bulbs still. What's wrong with you? Well, the low-energy light-emitting LED lights, they say now, may be causing more harm than good because they have a constant flickering to them, and it gives people headaches. So this was a prominent health care provider who warned Professor Arnold Wilkins. He's a professor of psychology psychology at University of Essex, United Kingdom. He says the LED bulbs are capable of inducing feelings of dizziness and even pain within 20 minutes when you turn them on. So the professor says that your brain gets stressed with the fluctuations of the LED lights, whereas traditional light bulbs, they have less of a flicker, he says. So the fluorescent lights, if you put them in light, they put them in offices, 35%. Flicker response, I guess, in contrast to that's the old incandescents compared to 100% of the LED. So there's a big difference in flickering is what he's saying. According to Professor Wilkins, this flickering mechanism could trigger headaches and disrupt the movement control of your eyes that force the brain to work harder. So it causes visual conditions, double-sided, blurred vision, in addition to suffering the headaches, you know, because you can get vision problems from headaches. You know, even if you get silent migraines, you can have visual issues. That's well known as well. So, you know, and those video games, too, don't help with the blue screen causing problems. People can't sleep. They get insomnia. So, you know, protect yourself. Limit your exposure to this stuff. Now, I like to go to the hardware store, and I like to get the full spectrum light bulbs, you know, with the little powder blue coating on them. And that kind of replicates sunlight. So especially as we move into fall, you know, coming up real soon, if you get that seasonal affective disorder where you're kind of gloomy because the days start to get shorter. Have you noticed the days getting shorter? I have already. And so people start to get a little bit gloomy. But if you kind of push these full spectrum light bulbs in your office and your home, it lifts your mood. So and less flickering, so no visual problems and headaches. So there you go. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about the secret deal. That tended to remove your affordable health care. Oh, yeah. I mean, Frank, I didn't know this existed, so I thank you for letting me know. So people are wondering, you know, what happened to America's healthcare system? It was a system that was touted as the best in the world and was relatively affordable to the masses, most of them. So, of course, Frank gave me this tip that in 1973, the HMO Act, which is your Health Maintenance Act, that's what it means, was signed by President Nixon. Now, Frank, you probably reported on this already, but hopefully I got some tidbits here to share. So this President Nixon signing in this HMO Act in 73, this kind of turned the tide that within about 45 years, the system that we called healthcare went from essentially a nonprofit to a big profit margin-making industry. So we're going to check this out. So basically, you know, this is the religion of politics is what we're looking at. So politics is essentially its own religion with a philosophy that, you know, what is yours is mine and what is mine is mine. Now, why would President Nixon sign a bill that makes healthcare a corporate entity, you know, only interested in profits? Why indeed? Well, apparently Nixon performed a personal favor in signing the bill for Edgar Kaiser. He's the president and chairman of Kaiser Permanente then. So it was founded in 1945 in Oakland, California. And Kaiser has three interdependent groups or entities. There's the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan Incorporated. There's the Kaiser Foundation Hospitals. And there's the Permanente Medical Groups. So in the Kaiser Corporation, there's the medical insurance agencies, the hospitals, the clinics, and the doctors. So in 2014, Kaiser Permanente operates in 8 states and in the District of Columbia, making it the largest managed care organization in the United States. So it was also the first insurance company to get federal subsidies under the new law. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at this HMO to MCO, because the abbreviated HMO means Health Maintenance Organization. And after the HMO Act was assigned, it changed the nonprofits to a MCO, which means managed care option. So originally the HMOs were these idealistic nonprofit organizations that were attempting to improve the delivery and care patients received while they controlled healthcare costs. But after President Nixon signed the law, it authorized entities like Kaiser to create for-profit independent practice associations called IPAs, which tended to contract with individual physicians for services and how they would be compensated. So by 1980, the transformation from an HMO to MCO or the IPA was about 80% complete, and 68% or less of the insurance premiums actually went to pay for not medical care, but paid for the executives and salesmen's salaries instead. So what President Nixon did in signing the HMO Act is to change the patient-friendly healthcare plans into a for-profit-making plan. And some states tried to enact laws to control the new plans and the expenses. However, the damage was well underway, and physicians were under a lot of pressure to get paid by the insurance providers and agreed not to inform patients of other treatment options. So this kind of set the stage for a plausible reason to usher in a government one-payer system to combat the high cost of care in 2010. So politicians created a problem to sell you their solution. Well, let's look at about the White House Nixon tapes. And by the way, we're going to, in a little bit here, we're going to be playing you a short clip. But, you know, because Nixon was a paranoid, he bugged his office. And we have these tapes with the conversations he had with the other political criminals discussing the formation of the HMOs and corrupting the healthcare system for money. So we can hear in these tapes, if you go, they're up on YouTube, so you can see the subtitles. So, because some of the tapes are a little difficult to listen to, so the subtitles help. So what the tapes discuss is how the new healthcare plan for Kaiser would become a profiteering plan, and Nixon included clauses in the law that encouraged medical doctors to withhold treatment options to save the insurance company's money. And this was all about managing the symptoms of disease and not preventing disease or curing it. So the game plan was to put patients through these hurdles of doctor's visits and referrals that had to be approved first, and tests, and endless medicines. So this gave insurance companies a lot of power over denying claims and thereby denying coverage for care while, you know, reaping the revenues of the premiums and even the copays. So this pushed up the cost of healthcare beyond economic projections. And the next step was not to be as obvious with rejecting all these claims and to establish laws that allowed insurance companies to reject coverage based on pre-existing conditions or by jacking up the premiums because you're really, really sick. So the consulting firm McKinsey and Company, they did an analysis and basically they followed the money. And they concluded that the healthcare system the Nixon administration ushered in, you know, with, of course, the help of, you know, Kaiser, the greedy insurance companies, was, you know, it was costing Americans billions, they said, in excess with administration fees. The administration fees, you know, far outweighed the healthcare costs. So there were all these incentives, and basically they described a system that was rigged into a federally backed scam where giving real care was punished and denying care was rewarded. And Frank, I think we got that little clip. Listen carefully.
Dr. Linda Pino, a former medical reviewer at Humana.
My name is Linda Pino. I am here today to make a public confession. In the spring of 1987, as a physician, I denied a man a necessary operation that would have saved his life and thus caused his death. No person and no group has held me accountable for this, because in fact, what I did was I saved a company $500,000 for this. And furthermore, this particular act secured my reputation as a good medical director, and it ensured my continued advancement in the healthcare field. I went from making a few $100s a week as a medical reviewer to an escalating six-figure income as a physician executive. In all my work I had one primary duty, and that was to use my medical expertise for the financial benefit of the organization for which I worked. And I was told repeatedly that I was not denying care, I was simply denying payment. I know how managed care maims and kills patients. So I'm here to tell you about the dirty work of managed care. And I'm haunted by the thousands of pieces of paper in which I have written that deadly word, denied. Thank you.
Denied. Right? Okay, so getting a bigger picture, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in 1975, the RAND Corporation of Santa Monica, California, they kind of looked over the HMO Act of 1973, the Health Maintenance Organization Act, and this is what they said. Now, pay attention carefully. Quote, the Health Maintenance Organization HMO Act of 1973 was heralded as a major federal success, an effort in the healthcare delivery system by providing an alternative to traditional solo practice fee-for-service system in the form of a group practice prepaid plan, the Health Maintenance Organization Plan. So the HMO concept has been widely and favorably discussed. Its supporters, for example, have contended that the HMOs can provide total healthcare at lower cost than the fee-for-service case. One of the implicit aims of the Act is to authenticate and pass a national health insurance with an alternative that has promise for controlling cost and assuring healthcare access irrespective of health status, income, or place of residence. Did they not, Frank? Did they not just describe Obamacare there? So I'm looking at this HMO Act as a stepping stone to the Obamacare. It's like a big test. So notice, you know, the hint of the coming Obamacare in this evaluation where the implicit aim is to have a national health insurance to control cost and assure health access irrespective of your health status, no pre-existing conditions, your income doesn't matter, there's subsidies, and of course, it doesn't matter if you're an illegal alien, right? Replace of residence does not matter. Well, yes, Frank, it is a stepping stone to global health care. I get that, but first things first, got to get America under the thumb. So by 1974, this new healthcare package care had more than 6.5 million enrolled in it. It was a little bit of a slow sell at first. So we're told that the media, you know, the media tells us we got 12 million enrolled in Obamacare. If that number is true, we have no idea. So here's another indicator that the HMO Act was primarily a test run for Obamacare, the ultimate one-payer system run by government. So here is the conclusive paragraph by the RAND Corporation, and it goes like this. The purpose of the comprehensive scope of the service is to maximize the full potential of healthcare cost control. However, the effect has been to force HMOs to cover services which are expensive and may not normally be purchased in the market. So the open enrollment and the community rating requirements were intended to demonstrate the effectiveness of the HMO concept in serving populations not now presently covered. So it was intended to demonstrate effectiveness. See? So the difficulty they say the HMOs are experiencing in meeting requirements raises the question whether it's a viable approach to take covering all these populations, they said. Given the difficulty as they present themselves, one wonders whether they could, in fact, be economically viable without competition. You know, the insurance companies competing against each other, but they're all operating under the same restraints. So the federal government, though, they say continuing to underwrite part of the cost through subsidies is a big question mark, they were saying. They weren't sure if this was going to lower costs in the long run. They had their doubts. Well, personally, I like herb power. I do, because I prefer the natural therapy from the HMO called Herb Medicine Options. That's my HMO. Yep, I've exercised this option for almost 30 years, and I find it very liberating, safe, inexpensive, packed full of results. And I'm not letting the political and medical criminals run my health. So I save the allopathic medicine for trauma, catastrophic care, because that's all it's good for. So the healthcare system has for a long time been designed to take a patient's money and give them treatments that have no intent to cure. The medical definition of a cure is to turn you towards your original state of well-being, to reinstate you to your original state of well-being. So when does allopathic medicine ever do that with its endless drug therapy, which definitely leads to surgery or death? Yeah, that's not a cure. Well, I'm going to take the power back. I hope you will too, because it's right there. God's offering it to you. From Genesis to Revelation, God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. He's extended the invitation, and some will accept and some will not. So you have more control over your well-being through a healthy diet and regular exercising and using medicinal herbs when you have to. See, even the herbs aren't supposed to be, you know, used, you know, like drugs, lifelong drugs. They're not supposed to be used that way, just when you need to. So if you'd like to learn more, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you their free product catalog, and you'll learn how to cleanse away toxins and boost your immune system and do some other things, even herbs for pets, for instance. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And they're having their summer harvest special going on because the summer harvest has come in. It's really looking really great. So they're celebrating with 15% off orders that are $50 or more. So if you're on the list, the mail order list, you would have gotten a coupon code. But the code is 17HAV, short for harvest. And but you want to hurry because that code's only going to work through August 9th. So it will end the 9th. So take advantage and save 15%. You know, get your cleanses, your pandemic kits, your immune boosting for cold and flu, whatever. Stock up and save. It's a good time to do that. All right, so we're going to shift gears, and we got a few minutes before the break. Oh, do we got to take a break? We got to take a break. I'll be back. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
We The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Just don't eat any sugar. That's not good for you. Just be sweet, but don't eat the sweets. All right, we're going to be talking about what doctors won't do. Some people sometimes wonder what doctors will do for themselves, but not for their patients and vice versa, you know. So some physicians will be honest that they don't always take the recommendations they give their patients. They avoid some of those things like the plague. So everyone knows that a majority of doctors really don't have that sufficient training in the area of nutrition as a treatment for diseases. And some doctors are kind of speaking out against their profession, kind of exposing the myths and the cons in treating some of these conditions with drugs. So we're going to take a look at some of the major health conditions and what doctors might do differently if it were them that were sick with that problem. Well, let's look at the major myths. You know, folks need to remember that medicine is just like any other business. It's driven by profits, and the first segment just proved that. The first segment of the show. So I know we think of, you know, we think of healthcare as this compassionate, loving field, but sadly, most of it is just about making money. So cardiologist and the author Stefan Sinatra, no relation to the singer, he informs people that, you know, cholesterol and heart disease is practically all made up just to sell cholesterol drugs. He goes there. So he points out that the heart doctors would rather write you a prescription for a drug rather than address your real cause of the problem, which is your lifestyle. Trying to convince a patient to change their lifestyle is too hard, they say. It's just easier to get the, you know, prescription pad out, and here you go. So for the most part, doctors, you know, feel their patients are opposed to changing their lifestyles, making significant changes, important ones, to improve their health. So doctors often complain that their patients are just not motivated to help themselves and would rather risk the side effects of the drugs and the surgery. So here you go. I'm giving you what you want. That's their attitude. So there are also physicians who believe in, you know, the drugs they are prescribing. So doctors say that, you know, majority of patients will visit them and say something like, run your test, tell me what I'm dying from, and then write me a prescription. I don't know. I think that used to be. But I think more people are now saying, you know, I just got restless leg syndrome, and the side effects of the drugs you want me to take for that can give me cancer and cause me to die, so I'll just stick with the restless leg syndrome. Thanks very much. Well, let's look at some other factors. So the human body operates on a combination of chemical and hormonal and mineral functions, and there are numerous stimuli that can get these functions off track and out of balance, and so you can get a chemical toxicity. And this could injure the body. It can cause emotional trauma and even depression. So these factors in themselves can bring about, you know, heart disease. Dr. Sinatra says one cardiologist, he'll admit that lowering your cholesterol with drugs to address heart problems is limited, and that cholesterol is a minor factor in heart disease anyway. And plus, your brain needs cholesterol to function, so you're going to have memory problems taking a cholesterol lowering drug. So addressing the body as a whole offers heart patients a better chance of reversing their disease and avoiding adverse events and from drug side effects and having to have surgery and stuff. All right, let's look at the list. There are certain medical treatments doctors will refuse to take for themselves. Don't you want to know what they are? Hey, Frank, you want to guess at what they are? I know you do. Frank's usually a good guesser. Right? He's there somewhere. Well, okay, Frank is taking, I guess you, are you taking a phone call? All right, well, here's what doctor, according to Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, he's the author of The Great Cholesterol Con. He says, you know, the statin drugs will do more harm than good. He also is another physician who says that the drugs won't prevent heart disease because cholesterol is a minor player. He says this explains why Europeans who have higher cholesterol levels and consume more omega-3 fatty acids live longer than Americans, and they have no heart disease. So in comparison, the statin drugs offer a burdensome side effect, muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, hair loss, depression, and impotence. So keep all that in mind as you wade through the drug therapy options. Sleep aids is something else doctors avoid for themselves. When it comes to sleep aids, they realize instead of promoting natural sleep, the drug works more like an anesthetic to knock you out. According to Dr. Guy Meadows, he's a doctor at the sleep school, any long-term use of sleep aids corrupt the body's ability to naturally go to sleep. And you could have rebound effect. You can have memory loss. You can have grogginess. You can have insomnia worse than when you started, he says. Doctors know this, and they would rather go without sleep and be a little cranky than subject their body to a problem of having to get off, you know, sleep drugs. pain drugs is the other one. You've heard a lot about the opioids lately. This is an epidemic of opioids. Most folks know that, you know, getting hooked on your pain meds, difficult to get off. So if you have chronic pain, patients are, you know, they take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the ibuprofen, and some of them, you know, bump it up to the opioids. According to integrative health physician Dr. Wendy Denning, she said pain meds can put you at risk of developing high blood pressure, stomach ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, dizziness, and even organ failure. Kidneys are affected. So she reports that some pain drugs like ibuprofen and Volatrin can increase your risk of a heart attack by 11 to 23%. So she recommends patients switch to diets that have more fresh fruits and vegetables, maybe soak in some Epsom salts, get some fish oil going, and some natural supplements. Okay, CPR is another big one doctors won't do for themselves. I've mentioned this before. Physicians actually can have will wear these wristbands or have medallions around their neck, and some even will have a tattoo which instructs healthcare staff to not resuscitate them. Dr. Tricia McNair, who specializes in elderly care, says she would not want a cardiopulmonary resuscitation for herself if she fell ill. She said most doctors don't want invasive treatments for themselves, even though they perform them on their own patients. So patients need to be clear when they're being admitted for care, she says, what they want and what they don't want in their care plan. According to Dr. McNair, as you get older, CPR may do more harm than good. Often, she said, the CPR procedure can crack ribs, especially for the frail and elderly. And so it's almost like an assault. You come out of being resuscitated as feeling like someone beat you up. You're a little bruised and sore. And the statistics show that 2% of patients over 80 years of age survive and recover after being resuscitated and regain their independent functions. That's only 2%. All right, so you know, our conventional food supply that contains enough doesn't contain enough nutrition, so we're having to eat organic. 100 years ago, our food had more nutrition. Nutrition expert Dr. Sarah Brewer says that most people aren't getting essential nutrients in their foods, and therefore they're having to rely on supplements. And when you look at supplements, try to rely on whole food supplements, not the synthetic ones. The isolated synthetics aren't going to help you much. So our foods seem to lack, she says, the nutrients of vitamin A and D, as well as calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, and iodine. Absolutely. Thyroid disease is just rampant. Nobody's got any great iodine. Well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. If you want some straight-up organic whole food iodine, that's their black walnut tincture. Check that out. All right. Also, MDs, doctors, they won't take antidepressant drugs. They don't want to take those. Over 18 million Americans are put on antidepressants. That's one in 10 people that are diagnosed with depression. They get put on these drugs. Dr. Mismo Sakari, he's director of Harley Street Psychiatry, states he'd never take an antidepressant because they are very addictive and they have a lot of side effects. According to him, he says antidepressants can numb your emotions. Some drugs are so powerful, he says, they can sear your consciousness and make you apathetic. So patients taking antidepressants can have the inability to connect with their emotions like empathy or sympathy. So I've seen people on these drugs, he says, walk around like robots, and patients admit that they can get through their day, but they don't feel like they are in control. So their brain is on autopilot, and they call that a moral lobotomy. Isn't that nice? So the conscious is no longer in contact with God, if that's the case. So coming off these drugs is pretty much a nightmare, he says. Patients are put on drugs to address their withdrawal of their antidepressants, and therefore they get other side effects and problems. So it's real important you want to research and investigate all medicines and treatments that are recommended to you. So, you know, as your healthcare in America is kind of teetering a little bit, know that God wanted you to have options and healthy ones and safer ones from the Bible. He tells you, he encourages you, hey, I got medicinal herbs here. You know, I do. And I want you to use them because I designed these herbs. I designed you. So I know what works. I know the chemistry involved. So I trust in that chemistry. You can't improve on God's copyright. You just can't. So make sure your supplements are whole food. If your diet is whole food organic, make sure your supplements are too, because the chemistry is in perfect balance then. And you don't need mega doses. Usually you don't. You can get a lot done with the organic whole food variety. So there's been research on that. We've talked about this before. So if you're looking for things for anti-inflammation, pain, heart and cholesterol, emotional stress issues, energy, immune boosting, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a catalog they can send you. You can check it out. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 704-885-0277 or visit them at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. You'll be amazed at what you can do. All righty. Let's see. We got a couple of. We're going to talk about spider bites. That's what we're going to do. Because, you know, people are out hiking, still camping, you know, before school goes back. I know here in North Carolina, school's going to go back here soon in the next few weeks. Back to school stuff's everywhere. So, you know, people are exposed to ticks and spiders and all kinds of things. I don't know if you've ever been up in your attic lately trying to de-junk or your basement. Be careful. You can run into some spiders, and they like to bite. A lot of them do if they feel threatened. So you're invading their space. So we're going to talk about some of these spiders, you know. Technically, some of them got a bunch of venom that can really ruin your day. All right, so spiders, not usually on people's minds too much, you know, unless, of course, you know, it's Halloween. Dr. Donna Seeger of the Tennessee Poison Center says, you know, it may not be necessary to do what you've seen in the movies and on TV when you get bit by, let's say, a poisonous snake or a spider. So we're going to talk about our options in dealing with poisons from critters like this. So the world has about 170,000 species of spiders, and out of that, 35,000 we need to stay away from. Yes, we do. So out of these numbers, a handful, very dangerous, kind of rare. 27 spiders can kill you with one bite. So spiders are rarely aggressive and attack only when they're disturbed or provoked. North America has identified about 3,000 species of spiders, and of them, there are two that are something we got to be concerned about. And of course, it's Black Widow and the Brown Recluse. So most spider bites, if they bite you, they offer some minimal health complications. You may get a little redness, a little puffiness, almost like a mosquito bite. Some spider bites, you know, like the Brown Recluse, can do some serious damage. So we're going to talk about it here. So the Brown Recluse spider likes to live in dark spaces like, you know, wood piles, basements, and attics. This spider is nationwide from the Atlantic to the Pacific, but it likes warmer regions, you know, the southern segments of the country, for instance. So the spider usually is a dark brown, has that violin shape on its back with the neck of the violin shape pointed towards its rear end. Most spiders have 8 eyes, but the Brown Recluse has 6. There's a pair on the front and 2 pairs on either side. So what makes this spider such a health hazard is the venom it has. So it will kill the tissue, causing severe necrosis at the bite site, and it tends to spread out, causing a lot of cutaneous injury. So the tissue starts to die. So what you typically see with the Brown Recluse is like a bullseye, where the center is like really white and then this red ring. So the spider can actually be quite deadly to humans in the right instances. So most people, though, they'll seek medical treatment. If they're subjected to a bite, they'll get antibiotics and steroids, antihistamines, and also the bite site, because the tissue is dying, will have to be debrided. And what happens is they'll keep cutting, and a lot of times it's very disfiguring. Wherever you get, a lot of times it's on the calf muscle, and people can lose like half their calf muscle. But we're going to talk about some solutions that'll stop that right away. I've seen it happen a couple of times already, and it's quite amazing that, you know, herbs can do that for real. And the Native American Indians knew that. That's what they used. So if you get a brown recluse bite, disfigurement could be a result. And then the Black Widow spider, 32 varieties of Black Widow live just about everywhere, from Africa, the Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Hawaii, of course, North and South America. They can be difficult to identify with their features because they can differ a little bit from region to region. Now, the female spider is usually shiny black, with the yellow, orange, red hourglass mark on the underside of the abdomen. But sometimes the hourglass is just a dot. It's like a dot shape. So the Black Widow likes to be sheltered, and you'll find them again in wood piles, a lot of rubble, under stones, hollow stumps, in sheds and garages, and they don't like to be disturbed. So if they're disturbed, you know, they're going to bite you, but they like cluttered areas that you haven't been in lately, like your attic, for instance. Crawl spaces, attics, and basements is where they'll be. So let's look at this Black Widow bite. It tends to be painful and fatal, especially with the very young and the very old. So a small amount of venom can be a neurotoxic poison, about 15 times more poisonous than a prairie rattlesnake. So got to be careful, you know, kids especially. Use common sense. Seek medical attention if you have to. But if you don't have the ability to get to medical attention, then you better have a backup plan. You better. All right, we're going to talk about that backup plan. You don't want to panic. Health experts experienced, you know, with spider bites, they say don't panic. In some cases, people don't even see the spiders. They don't even know what bit them until the symptoms start to develop a day or two later. For instance, the brown recluse will often produce a bite area with that white center and a red ring, and some people mistake it for a mosquito bite at first, because it kind of looks like it and it's a little itchy. In many cases, you know, you could put a cold pack on there if it's a little uncomfortable. Commercial ointments and antibiotics, not recommended. But if you have a child gets a brown recluse spider bite, a urine test actually will show in the blood right away an indication when you get the spider bite with little kids. It's the cell structure, this blood cells get in the urine and just shows up there. So if you get a spider bite, it may itch, it may be red and inflamed, may even be hot to the touch. You may even see the fang pits. They may be visible. Of course, you could generate a fever. A blister could show up on the bite site. Even the bite could turn a bluish color. Or the bite can form a crater where it sinks in. You could have vision problems, difficulty breathing, and loss of motor control. Usually that happens a lot with the Black Widow. So if you go to the hospital, just get prepared for, you know, sticker shock on your bill. You probably won't be there very long, maybe a day. One gentleman, North Carolina, Eric Ferguson, 2013, he was bit by a copperhead. He was at the hospital 18 hours, got anti-venom, sent home. His bill was $81,000. Another lady in Arizona, she got bit. What did she get bit by? Scorpion. Got the anti-venom Anascorp injection, $83,000 for her bill. So, yeah, get prepared. So you want to neutralize the venom is what you want to do. So let's say for whatever reason you can't get to a hospital for treatment. So what do you do? Well, This is what I would do. I would do what the Native American Indians did for hundreds of years, thousands of years. And they used herbs to draw the venom back out. No, they did not cut an X where the venom, the fang pits were, and suck it out. That was what you saw in the, you know, Westerns on TV. Yeah, because you could, if you got a cut in your mouth, the venom just goes in that way. So what you want to do is you put on this herbal poultice that the Native American Indians used, and it would draw the venom back out. And then there's another group of herbs that you would take internally to whatever skip by to the blood system you could get through neutralizing it in the blood system so it didn't kill you. I had a pet that got bit by a copperhead, and out of that whole experience, we developed a snake bite kit, not only for humans, but for pets, and it works great. Vets will tell you, oh, it's going to be devastating. You're going to need skin grafts for your pet and maybe even amputation or whatever. No. You just use herbs. Remember, God promised they are going to do something for you, and it's going to be good. So you just use a combination of these herbs, and in 2 weeks, it's like your pet was never bit. There's the skin, the hair is all back. It's fine. So if you've got a pet, especially a dog, likes to tangle with those snakes, you might want to pick up one of those kits. Also, if you like to hike and camp, or if you like to, you know, be in remote areas from time to time, try the 1 pound snake bite kit. It's in a little pouch, and you can loop it through your belt, and you can wear it. And it's great for poison ivy, oak and sumac, and it's good for, you know, ticks and all kinds of neat things that you want to get rid of. So you can check that out. The snake bite kits are available at thepowerherbs.com. Just check it out under kits. Pets have their own kit. You can check it out there. And it's very, very reasonably priced, and there's a long shelf life on the herbal products, like 10 years. So you'll have it when you need it. So I've used this whole method on Brown Recluse, and nobody needed any cutting or any hospital bill or anything. So you have that power. God promised you He'd give you solutions for everyday problems, and they're right here under your nose. And we just got to trust and utilize and learn how to use these herbs. So if God said herbs are here for the service of man, they're meat, which means they're powerful, and they're here for the healing of the nations, I would say I'd believe that. I would. Your creator knows what's up. So thepowerherbs.com, ask for free catalog. One will be sent to you free of charge in the mail. You can even download it off the website if you want. Thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. And don't forget, they're having their summer harvest celebration. So on orders of $50 or more, you can save 15%. Use code 17HAR. Is short for harvest. So 17 harvest or HAR, and you'll save 15%. So it's a good time to, you know, if you want to check something out, you haven't, you know, if you need some pet collars, the flea and tick collars or the pet shampoo for your pets, awesome stuff. Or if you just wanted to, you know, get your Three Amigos pack, get ready for the fall if your kids are going back to school or daycare. So you definitely want to stock up and save with the discount special. And sign up for the newsletters, too, because you'll get empowering information free of charge each week in your email. So you just go to the books and newsletters section, and you can sign up there. And the newsletters are free. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.